Well, good morning and happy Halloween to you. I am Arthur Vachon with Bella Bay Realty. Today I'm going to talk about a topic I actually wrote about yesterday, or I should say jotted down yesterday. And basically, I was going to talk about if you were going to be able to save money using a listing agent when you buy. A common misconception is, well, if I contact the listing agent, then I don't have to have another agent involved, and therefore I will be able to get a discount on the property. And, to be honest, in my experience, I've never really seen that. I mean, maybe to the tune of a few $100s. But reality is that the fiduciary responsibility is to the seller. So when a listing agent lists the property, they are required to look out for the seller's best interest. Now, if a dual agency happens, which I have been part of, you got to remember, initially they are looking out for the seller. Once a buyer's agency agreement is in place, then it's on the agent, legally to represent both parties equally. But the relationship was already established with that seller, so you kind of question who the listing agent is looking out for. As an example, just yesterday, I had a situation where I was contacted by the buyer. We've already got the property under contract, been through inspections. The appraisal was completed but not posted yet, so we just assumed everything was fine since we didn't hear anything. And the lender reached out to the buyer and said, "Well, it looks like we should be able to close sooner. We're just waiting on the appraisal." So he reached out to me, and I contacted the listing agent, and everything was high fives and yay. We're excited we can close sooner. And within 20 minutes, I got a phone call from the lender saying, "Hey, we have a problem. The appraisal came back short, and now we have to make up $5,000." So had it been that listing agent representing both parties in that transaction, I'm gonna assume the outcome would not have been as favorable as it was with me representing that client. We were able to find that $5,000 within the transaction, negotiated. It was probably a 3-4 hour process of going back and forth and coming up with a happy median for everybody. So, it having that representation, I feel, was more advantageous to that buyer because he had somebody on his side. The initial response from the seller was flat out, "No, we're not going to do anything." And through negotiation skills, whatever, we were able to make it favorable again for both parties. So, is there an advantage to buying with a listing agent? I don't think so. I think it more than not, it's not going to do any benefits for that buyer. Truly, the only one that benefits is that listing agent because now they are entitled to both sides of that commission. So that is my thoughts for the day. Again, happy Halloween. Be safe out there with your little trick-or-treaters and hope you have a great day. I'm Arthur Vachon, Bella Bay Realty.